ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिःशृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां सुप्रतानैस्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् त्वा भोगांस्तविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् त्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः मया सङ्ख्यात्रियम् रमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि विश्वात्मा ऋषयान् प्राश्भोगांस्तविष्ठान् पश्चाचान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् वान् तान् पुनरपि मनिस्थापयित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् न गणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः असौ तुरीयः नः पातु Inhalata Shanti Prakaranam. We have seen the first verse, first Karika, where Gaudapada Acharya presents the Pratignya Vakyam, a promising Pratignya statement, a statement of fact, also making it a verse of benediction that he offers his namaskarams to the Guru. Of course, offering namaskarams to the Guru is actually offering namaskarams to Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan and Guru are essentially one. Especially a guru, after discovering the truth, Bhagavan Swarupam is one's own Swarupam, guru is not separate from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not guru, but the guru of course is Bhagavan. Everyone Ajnani is also Bhagavan. But as a Jnani, guru definitely is Bhagavan only. That's why here we saw that. And here Bhagavan is Akshat Mahavishnu. And if you see who would have been his guru, in the order, Shuka. Shuka must have been the guru of Gaudapada Acharya. And the tradition shows him as this next person. Anyway, so he offers his puja, offers his namaskaram. And we saw that Bhashyam part of it. And to see the verse once again. Jnanena kasha kalpena. Jnanena kasha kalpena. Dharman yoga ganopaman. Dharman yoga ganopaman. Gyeya bhinnena sambuddha. Gyeya bhinnena sambuddha. Tam vande dvipadam varam. Tam vande dvipadam varam. I bow to the Lord, the exalted of among all the human beings, who knows all the jivas who are like the space, with his own space-like nature of consciousness. In fact, these jivas known are non-separate from his Swarupam. This is the literal meaning you have already seen. And you have seen the Bhashyam part also. You just started the Bhashyam part. Yes. I'm going to read that particular Bhashyam. Akashena Ishat Samaptam. Akashakalpam, akashena ishad samaptam. Here, the space which is taken as a comparison in terms of all pervasiveness is actually ishad samaptam, means relatively it is all pervasive. Ishad samaptam, relatively pervasive, because it leaves which is not pervaded by the space. Little is not pervaded by the space. What is that little which is not pervaded by the space? The entire objective universe is pervaded by space, no doubt, being the subtlest of the elements, but still, it's so, the truth of the space is not pervaded by the space. That, the reality which lends existence to space, is not pervaded by the space. That's what is said here. Anyway, akasha kalpam means what? Akasha tulyam, similar. What is akasha tulyam? What is akasha kalpam? Swarupam of Ishvara. Swarupam of Parameshwara. Swarupam of Paramatma. Remember, akasha kalpam, you come across the word? Akasha kalpam. This swarupam of Paramatma, the truth of Paramatma, the very reality which is given the title of Paramatma is of the nature of consciousness. And that consciousness is as it is all pervasive like the space. All pervasive like the space means it is pervasive even the all pervasive space. Okay. Tena akashakalpena jnanena. That's where we stopped yesterday. Tena akashakalpena jnanena kim. With space-like consciousness, with space-like all-pervasive reality consciousness, what does Paramatma do? He says, Dharman.
Page 462.
Dharman. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada, we know the word, the space-like consciousness, all-pervasive consciousness, Swarupam, Paramatma knows the Jivas as Devisa. Here, Dharman, what is the meaning of the word Dharman? Atmanaha. Atmanaha is objective plural form of the Atma. He Atma means Jivatmanaha. That's the meaning. Dharman is equal to Jivatmas. What Jivatmas? Adi means Jivatmas. No. The seeming plurality of the Jivas. The seeming plurality of the Jivas. Isn't it? In keeping with the countlessness of the body, mind, sense, complex enclosures, the enclosed, indivisible, non-enclosable consciousness seems to be many, which are said to be here, Jivas. So, Atmanaha. Then, Kim Visishtan, Ki Drushan, Kim Visishtan means, those Jivas are like what? Kim Visishtan, like what? Which sort of Jivas are they? Gagana Upaman. These Jivas, the seemingly plural, actually one. Seemingly plural Jivas also are Gagana Upamaha. Gagana Upamaha, Gaganopaman, which are like this space. All Jivas are like this space. What does it mean then? All Jivas are one consciousness. All Jivas are one and the only consciousness, essentially. The consciousness being one and all pervasive, all Jivas are also said to be like space-like consciousness. Gagana Upaman. No, Shankaracharya explains, Gaganam Upama Yesham. The Jivas for whom the comparison is of what? Gaganam, space is the Upama. Simile here. Gaganam Upama Yesham. Te Gagana Upamaha. All those Jivas which are comparable to the space. Gagana Upamaha. Which means in each Jiva space or what? No. All Jivas are uniformly one. Essentially one. In fact, the Jivas, the very plurality itself, the word plural itself, is from the standpoint of the seemingly real body, mind, sense complex enclosures. Therefore, all Jivas are also like the space. So, Gaganam Upama Yesham, Te Gagana Upamaha, Tan Atmanaha Dharman. Those Jivas here Paramatma knows. Now, Jnanasya Eva Punaha Viseshanam. So what he says, Upama, the Gaganam Akashaha, twice the space is mentioned here. Gaganam also means space, Akasha also means space. Again, Gaganam also, the word space meant by the, said, mentioned as Gaganam also, is an adjective describing only consciousness. Jnanasya eva punaha viseshanam. So, the viseshanam means adjective describing the jivas. The adjective describing the nature of Paramatma, isn't it? It's only of the consciousness. So here, the adjective describes only the consciousness. As all consciousness is all pervasive. Consciousness is of the nature of all pervasiveness. This all pervasive consciousness is the surupam of Paramatma. The all pervasive consciousness is the surupam of all the jivas also. Therefore, all jivas are essentially consciousness. Paramatma essentially consciousness. Therefore, jivas and Paramatma are one and the same. Therefore, only Paramatma is there as the jivas. There's no difference. This is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. This is Jivatma, Jivas, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikya Swarupa, Swarupa Aikya Pratipadakam Vakyam, Mahavakyam. Okay. Again, it is confirmed by the next sentence. How it is confirmed? Jnyeyaihi dharmaihi, Jnyeyaihi dharmaihi atmabihi abhinnam. This pure space-like all-pervasive consciousness, Swarupam of the Paramatma, is non-separate from all the jivas. The seemingly, which is said to be known, Paramatma knows the jivas, Jiva Swarupam is consciousness, Paramatma Swarupam is consciousness, therefore what? Paramatma is non-separate from jivas. Jnyeyaihi dharmaihi atmabihi means from jivatmas abhinnam. Jnyeyaihi dharmaihi atmabihi abhinnam means Paramatma is non-separate from the known jivas. Which means there is no knower known difference between jivas and Paramatma and jivatmas. Got it? There's no knower known difference. Because that knowing of Paramatma is not an action, which is the Swarupam, very nature. So Paramatma knowing the jivas means Paramatma being self-evident. The pure consciousness implied with the term Atma being self-evident, self-effulgent, self-revealing alone is figuratively said to be Paramatma knowing the Jivatma. And how non-separate? Paramatma Swarupam and Jivatma Swarupam, how non-separate? Example is given here. Agni Ushnavat. Agni Ushnavat. Agnehe Ushnavat. Like if heat and fire are non-separate, inseparable. Just as heat and fire are inseparable, Savitru Prakashavat Cha. And also like the sun and illumination, sun and the light. Just as sun and light are inseparable, heat and fire and heat are inseparable, so Paramatma Swarupam, Jivatma Swarupam are inseparable means what? They're one. Jivatma and Paramatma are one. In fact, the two different names, two different titles, from the standpoint of two different upadhis. If what is this only consciousness, only all pervasive reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, the reality is only one. The reality is one. One, why two different names then? As Jivatma and Paramatma. The two different names are two different qualifications attributed to the only reality consciousness from the standpoint of two different upadhis. They are associated with, isn't it? Therefore, if we, and the upadis are mithya. Jiva upadhi is mithya, Ishara upadhi is mithya. If we remove these upadis cognitively, satyam is what? Only satyam is consciousness. The standpoint of satyam, there is non-difference. How non-different are they? They're non-different like heat and fire, sun and light. అగ్ని ఉష్ణవత్ అభిన్నం, సవితృ ప్రకాశవత్ అభిన్నం. జ్ఞానం అభిన్నం. తేన జ్ఞేయ అభిన్నేన జ్ఞానేన ఆకాశకల్పేన జ్ఞేయ ఆత్మస్వరూప అవ్యతిరిక్తేన. సో దిస్ పరమాత్మ జ్ఞేయ అభిన్నేన జ్ఞానేన ఆకాశకల్పేన విత్ హిస్ ఓన్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాన్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద జీవాస్, జ్ఞేయ ఆత్మస్వరూప జ్ఞేయ ఆత్మస్వరూప అవ్యతిరేకేన. అవ్యతిరేక మీన్స్ నాన్ సెపరేట్ విత్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాన్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద జీవస్వరూపం. గగన ఉపమాన్ ధర్మాన్ సంబుద్ధ. సంబుద్ధ మీన్స్ సంబుద్ధవాన్. సంబుద్ధ సంబుద్ధవాన్. సో పరమాత్మ నోస్ ది స్పేస్ లైక్ జీవాస్ విచ్ ఆర్ నాన్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. అయమేవ ఈశ్వర. అయమేవ ఈశ్వర. హూ ఇస్ దిస్ లార్డ్? హూ ఇస్ దిస్ లార్డ్? యహ నారాయణాఖ్య. హియర్ ద ఫస్ట్ అండ్ ద ఫోర్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద బిగినింగ్ లింక్ ఆఫ్ ద లీనియేజ్ ఆఫ్ టీచర్స్ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ నారాయణాఖ్య, నోన్ యాజ్ నారాయణ, భగవాన్ నారాయణ హింసెల్ఫ్. యో నారాయణాఖ్య తం వందే. ఐ బౌ టు దట్ నారాయణ, ఐ బౌ టు దట్ లార్డ్ నారాయణ. వందే మీన్స్ అభివాదయే. ఐ బౌ టు దట్ లార్డ్. అండ్ హూ ఇస్ ఇస్ ద్విపదాం వరం, ద మోస్ట్ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ అమంగ్ ది హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ స్పెసిఫిక్లీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్. సో హీ సేస్ ద్విపద ఉపలక్షితానాం పురుషాణం. ద్విపద మీన్స్ బీయింగ్ విత్ టూ లెగ్స్ ఇస్ ద్విపద. ద్విపద ఉపలక్షితానాం పురుషాణం. హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ మెంట్ బై ద ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ హియర్ ద్విపద. ద్విపద ఉపలక్షితానాం. ద్విపదాం మీన్స్ పురుషాణం. ద్విపద ఉపలక్షితానాం పురుషాణం. హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ హు ఆర్ మెంట్ బై దిస్ వర్డ్ ద్విపద. ద్విపదాం ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ వరం. వరం మీన్స్ వాట్? ప్రధానం. ప్రధానం మీన్స్ వాట్? వన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్. వై? హియర్ పరమాత్మ హూ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ ఫార్మ్లెస్ రియాలిటీ, హూ ఈస్ ఎవర్ ఆఫ్ ద చర్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, being the only reality of every human being, he is exalted. So pradhanam. So yes, purushottamam iti abhiprayah. The what is taught here is, the teaching here is, the very reality is said to be Paramatma Ishwaraha. And the reality which is of the nature of consciousness, which is only satyam of all the human beings, all the living beings, all the non-living things also. But the only satyam, the only reality of all the individual human beings is what? Consciousness. Therefore, it is of the exalted importance. Pradhanam. So exalted truth. Exalted among, exalted of all the beings. Because every individual being can be reduced to what? We see body, mind, sense complex. Or you can say panchakoshaha, or five, three bodies. They all matter. Everything can be reduced to one word, matter. And matter is not real. It is nor is it unreal. It is mithya. Why it is not unreal? It's available for experience. Therefore, it is not unreal. It is not real because it has no independent existence. It can never have, it can never enjoy the status of being existent independently. It has to shine only in the presence of consciousness. It is dependent on consciousness for its very existence. Therefore, we say body-mind complex is mithya. And what is satyam? The satyam is consciousness. And that consciousness, the abstract formless reality consciousness, is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Therefore, that indivisible, undivided, partless consciousness alone is here revered as Narayanaha, Paramatma, Ishwaraha. And the consciousness being the true source of all knowledge is revered as the first and the foremost of the lineage of teachers. The first guru you can't trace. Okay? Bhagavan himself. What must have been the truth in the first guru also? Consciousness. Consciousness being eternal. The consciousness is source of knowledge in every guru. That is why Bhagavan himself here, Narayanakhyaha. Is it clear now, this part? We move on next. Before I go there, you all must have known the meaning of the word Narayanaha. Narayana is derived from the root Naraha. We take Naraha, you must be knowing it. We explain it in even Bhagavad Gita. When you see the first Dhyana Shloka, we have to explain this meaning. Narayanena, you know, Parthaya Pratibodhitam Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam. Then itself we have to explain the meaning of the word Narayana first. So, Na Riyate Iti Naraha. Na Riyate Iti Naraha. Riyate is a verb. Riyate. Pardon, Sanji?
No.
R-W-E. R-R-I you can put. Riyate. Riyate. Riyate means destructible. Nariyate, indestructible. So, Naraha means indestructible. That which is indestructible is Naraha. So reality is Naraha. That's when Naraha is the person. And in feminine gender we call Nari. Nari means woman. Naraha means man. But whether man or woman, the truth in both of them is indestructible. Nariyate iti Naraha. The only reality of the female body, mind, sense complex, male body, mind, sense complex, mithya body, the body, mind, sense complex, mithya. The truth of both woman and man is what? One consciousness, which is indestructible. That is the person. That is the content of I. Nariyate iti naraha. And we have to further develop it. Narasya ayanam. Naram. Narasya idam naram. Anything pertaining to Naraha is Naram. So Naram has, the universe is Naram. Mind is Naram. Anything pertaining to Nara is Naram. Everything belongs to Nara only. Therefore a whole is Naram. Happiness is Naram. Dukkham is Naram. Everything is Naram. Anything pertaining to Nara is Naram. And actually, Sukham happens to be, the nature of the Nara, indestructible reality. Happiness, fullness, the everlasting happiness, limitlessness being the nature of the indestructible reality, Naraha. happiness also is meant by the word naram. Naram belongs to Nara. That which, anything pertaining to Nara is naram. Isn't it? That's why our own Rishi, the bestower of happiness, he said, be Nara Daha. Wherever he goes and talks to people and causes, okay? But people mistaken, but he is always a well-wisher. Something good has to happen, isn't it? That's why he is Nara Daha, bestower of happiness. And here we get the word Narma also means happiness. The river Narmada is also bestower of happiness. Sharmada, Narmada, all these words mean the bestower of happiness. I've gone out of the track, come back to the class. So, Naharam means happiness. And so, mind also is Naram. Narasya Ayanam. Ayanam means the ultimate goal, ultimate destination. So that, Narayana means what? No. Narasya Ayanam. Ayanam means the destination, isn't it? Goal. So that which is to be ultimately arrived at, searched, arrived at by the mind is Narayanaha. So that which has to be ultimately arrived at through the mind, as a truth of the mind, is Narayanaha. Why it is the final truth? If Narayana is discovered, mind will be gone. That's why Narayana means that which has to be the reality, revealed as Ishvara, who has to be discovered as the final truth, ultimate truth of the mind. Through the mind and as a truth of the mind is Narayana. Okay. So this is something. Now we go to next part. Upadeshtru namaskara mukhena. Upadeshtru namaskara mukhena. So through the offering of salutations unto the teacher. Upadeshtru. Upadeshtru means the teacher. The upadeshta rikaranta pullinga shabdha. Upadeshtru namaskara mukhena. Through the offering of salutations unto the teacher. Who, which teacher here? Teacher, Bhagavan, Narayana. Jnana Jnaya Jnatru Bheda Rahitam Paramartha Tattva Darshanam Iha Prakarane Pratipipadayishatam. Pratipaksha Pratisheda Dwarena Pratijnatam Bhavati. What he says here? Through the offering of salutations unto the Guru, the teacher, Bhagavan Narayana, what is desired to be taught here in this Prakaranam is Paramartha Tattva Darshanam. Paramartha Tattva Darshanam. Vision of the Absolute Reality. The vision of the Absolute Reality is what is desired to be revealed. Pratipipada Ishatam means what was, what has been being desired to be revealed in this Prakaranam is the vision of the Absolute Reality. And that vision of Absolute Reality is what now? Is here presented as a promising opening statement in the first verse. Pratignatam bhavati. Pratignatam bhavati means it is promised. It is promised in this first verse means the opening promising statement is given here in this second, this verse, opening verse. How? Through the negation of Pratishedha Dwarena, through the negation of all other views of the dualists, opposite fallacious views of the dualists, Pratipaksha Pratishedha Dwarena. Pratipaksha means opposite, opponent, different comments. Okay. Pratipaksha Pratishedha Dwarena. Through the negation, refutation of fallacious views of the opponents, the fact of the vision of the absolute reality has been being desired to be revealed in this chapter. And what reality? Which is free from knower known knowledge division. Jnana jnaya jnatru bheda rahitam. Do you see that now? Jnana jnatru jnaya bheda rahitam. Or jnatru jnana jnaya bheda rahitam. The paramartha darshanam. The vision of the absolute reality which is free from the threefold division. Knower known knowledge division. That vision has to be revealed here. That is what is desired. How that vision has to be revealed here? Through the negation of fallacious views of the dualist, the opponents. How upadeshtru namaskara mukhena? By way of offering salutations unto Paramatma Hundvam of a Guru. This Pratigya also is made here. The opening statement also is made here, presented here. Is it clear? Okay. This is the teaching. Which means what it is said here is, this verse of benediction also becomes a statement of preposition. The promising statement. Now, what the statement declares what? The statement is declaring that the knowledge of the absolute reality, which is free from this threefold division, is that which has been desired to be imparted here. How? Through the negation of opposite views of the dualists. Is it clear? Through the offering of salutations to the Adi Guru Narayanaha. With this, the first verse is over. We'll go to the next karika. See, whenever an opening statement, a preposition, means a promising opening statement of fact is a preposition. One that is made, and to make the statement, we have to give appropriate reasons, called hetu. One hetu reason is given why we make the statement. Okay, a statement of fact has to be explained. The proper reasons, then hetu. When the hetu is given, again you have to restate the statement as a conclusion, which is called nigamana vakyam. So pratignya vakyam must be followed by hetu. Statements explaining, giving up with appropriate reasoning, hetu. Then after giving the reasons, I've explained it, you have to make a conclusion. Okay? Final conclusion should be given. You have to restate this first statement again. So restating the first statement as a statement of firm conclusion is called nigamana vakyam. Pratignya vakyam, hetuhu, nigamana vakyam. It must be there. So, this is now, we all went on a silent walk on the beach. No, we all went on a beach, we all walked on a beach. It's a statement of fact. I have to give you the reason. Why did you go unnecessarily, not staying here in Satsang Hall? No, no, we didn't go away. The reason we have to give. We all went, keeping quiet, silent. It was a silent walk. We all went for a purpose of sitting quietly and practicing some meditation. It is hetu. Therefore what? Again, that is the reason we all went, walked on a beach. This is nigamana vakyam. Okay. Now, but here we have one more beautiful verse. In the second karika also is a Mangalacharana Shlokaha only. Why? Because here also the author offers salutations, but not to the guru, to the very knowledge itself. See, in our culture, bowing to knowledge itself is a very important thing, because knowledge is manifestation of the truth. Knowledge is manifestation of reality. The manifest knowledge itself is Ishwara for us. We bow to that. That is why any book, irrespective of whatever is the content, we don't walk on it. Knowledge. Okay. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the second karika. Adhuna Advaita Darshana Yogasya Namaskaraha. Now, Namaskaraha. Here, salutation is offered. For to whom? Advaita Darshana Yogasya. Advaita Darshanam is vision of the non-dual reality. And yogaha, here is what? That the knowledge in terms of the vision of non-dual reality. Salutations is offered now unto the very knowledge in the form of the vision of non-dual reality. Advaita Darshana Yogasya Namaskaraha. Kimattu Namaskaraha Advaita Jnanasya Tatstutaye. Simply for glorifying, for the purpose of glorification, for the glorification of the knowledge, to show the exaltedness of the knowledge, we bow to the knowledge itself. See, we bowing means expressing one's reverence. Putting the head on the feet of something means it is not simply showing, it's genuine reverence, expression. So we also, in front of Bhagavan, in front of Jnanam, the humility also, genuine humility, expression of genuine humbleness, humility. And by keeping Arjuna on a very high pedestal, expressing reverence. That's why stutaye. Stutihi means praise. For the purpose of praising, glorifying this knowledge, salutations are offered unto the very knowledge itself in the form of the vision of non-dual reality. Advaita darshana yogasya namaskaraha tat stutaye. Jnanasya stutaye. Okay. Let us read the verse here. Why stutihi? Whenever something is praised, glorified, we'll pay attention to it. We'll know the importance of it. Glorification, praising is not simple flattery. It is genuinely anything revered is looked into, isn't it? So that we'll make effort. Why it is praised? Why the knowledge deserves praise, glorification? Because it is the only knowledge which will help you see what is beyond the world of duality. What's distinct from this world of the material world. It's only knowledge which will definitely free you from all so-called miseries. Nothing other than this knowledge will help you resolve the common human universal fundamental problems centered on I. Whatever we achieve in the world, ahankara can never be satisfied. The sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity, sense of fear, sense of limitation centered on I can never be sorted out. The fundamental problem. Without having sorted out the fundamental problem, any number of problems we sort out in the world still will continue to be a person of problems only. I sort out all the problems in the world. One after the other, I do sort out a lot of problems. That problem comes, this problem comes. We do sort out many problems, doing the needful of the presence of mind in a given situation. That's fine. But still, whatever we sort out, problems continue to be there, never come to an end. Because the common human fundamental problem will be there sitting all the time. Until and unless that fundamental problem is sorted out, other problems will never get resolved. It is like keeping a strong root with a strong trunk and chopping off the branches. Problem will never come to an end. The fundamental problem has to be resolved. People will never pay attention to this. The fundamental problem of sense of smallness, since insecurity, we centered on I am. The problem is with me, isn't it? I am small. I am unhappy. That problem will be resolved only in the wake of this knowledge of non-dual reality. Obtaining as one's own. I am the only truth. I am the truth. That vision has to happen. Aham Brahma's vision has to happen. That is why it is this knowledge liberating jnanam. Therefore, it deserves all praise and glorification. The whole life, it's worth working for this knowledge. In fact, the whole life itself is lived to prepare one's mind ultimately for this knowledge. That's why stuti. It deserves all praise, stuti. Okay. Now, the verse now, Karika. Asparshayogo vai nama. Asparshayogo vai nama. Sarva sattva sukho hitaha. Sarva sattva sukho hitaha. Avivado viruddhascha. Avivado viruddhascha. Deshitas. Tam namamyaham, deshitastam namamyaham, asparsha yogo vainama, asparsha yogo vainama, sarva sattva sukho hitaha, sarva sattva ಸ್ವಸುಖೋಹಿತಃ ಅವಿವಾದೋ ವಿರುದ್ಧಶ್ಚ ದೇಶಿತಸ್ತಂ ನಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ ದೇಶಿತಸ್ತಂ ನಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಸೊ ಅಹಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಐ ಬೌ ಟು ತಂ ಐ ಬೌ ಟು ದಟ್ ಅಹಂ ತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಐ ಬೌ ಟು ದಟ್ ಕಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಹುಮ್ ಡು ಐ ಬೌ ಟು ವಾಟ್ ಡು ಐ ಬೌ ಟು ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಯೋಗಃ ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಯೋಗಂ ಅಹಂ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಅಗೇನ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಸ್ ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಯೋಗಃ, ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ನಾನ್ ಡ್ಯುವಲ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಅಬ್ಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಯೋಗಃ. ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ self knowledge is said to be asparsha yoga. Indeed sarva sattva sukaha, I bow to that self knowledge, atma gyanam brahma gyanam. Why it is says sarva sattva sukaha? See, sattvam means mind, sattvam means a being with the mind also. Sattvam sarva sattva sukaha, the knowledge which is the only comfort, the comforting of all the beings, the knowledge which brings the comfort to all the minds, the everlasting permanent comfort to all the minds, one meaning. Another meaning is which is enjoyable to all beings, which is desirable, lovable, enjoyable to all beings, which this jnana sarva sattva sukaha. Sarvesham sattvanam sukham sarva sattva sukaha. The absolute good of all the beings. Because there's none who doesn't like happiness, isn't it? Every mind, every being wants happiness. That's why it is sarva sattva sukha, that which brings comfort to all the minds, that which is enjoyable, desirable, lovable for all the beings. Sarva sattva sukha. Then hitaha. This knowledge is asparsha yogaha, is beneficial, very very absolutely useful as liberating knowledge. Therefore hitaha, to whom is it beneficial? Beneficial to all. Avivadaha, avivadaha. As it is knowledge, it is, this knowledge is of the absolute reality, the source of all knowledge. This knowledge is free from all disputes. It is beyond dispute. Subject to any disputes. ಅವಿರುದ್ಧ. ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ದ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಪ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರವರ್ಸೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅವಿರುದ್ಧ, ನೋ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಷನ್. Free from contradictions. And this knowledge, it is deshitaha. Deshitaha means this is the knowledge revealed by revealed by the Upanishads, revealed by the Shastra, Deshitaha Asprasya Yogaha. And therefore what I bow to, that Asprasya Yoga, Yogaha, Aham Tam Namami. Got every word now? Sarvasattva Sukaha Asprasya Yogaha, Sarvahitaha Asprasya Yogaha, Avivadaha Asprasya Yogaha, Aviruddhaha Asprasya Yogaha, Shastrataha, Shastrena Deshitaha Asprasya Yogaha. I mean, Shastrena, okay? That which is revealed by the Shastra. This is the, we have Sarvasattva Sukaha, Hitaha, Avivadaha, Aviruddhaha, Deshitaha. Five adjectives describing Kidrushaha Asprasya Yogaha. Why, what is great about it? why it is praised? Why it is glorified? Why it is bowed to? Because it is avivadaha, sarvasatvasukaha. It is the only knowledge of the truth which can bring comforting for all the minds, which can comfort all the minds, which is enjoyable for, to all the beings, which is the knowledge which is beneficial to all the beings, which is not subject to any dispute, and which is, which does not contradict anything, which is free from contradictions. We have already understood the previous verse. Raga dvesha klesha anaspadam. It is, does not give room for any afflictions and pain and raga dveshas, passion, aversion. Therefore, this is the satyam, real knowledge. It is right vision, right knowledge also. Okay. Now, Bhashyakara says, he explains every word now. Sparshanam, sparshaha. Why this knowledge is to be asparsha yogaha?
Page 463.
Why this knowledge is to be asparsha yogaha? Because sparshaha means sparshanam. Touch, touching. Sambandaha. Sparshaha, sparshanam, sambandaha, connection, relationship, relation, association. Sambandaha. Na vidyate, sparshaha na vidyate yasya yogasya. Saha yogaha, asparsha yogaha. The knowledge which has no connection, no association, no relationship. Kena chit kadachidapi. Never does it have, this knowledge has any connection, any association, any relationship with anything, any inert material thing. Anatma sambandha rahitaha. Asparsham. Anatma sambandha rahitaha yogaha. Anatma sambandha rahitam jnanam. The knowledge which is absolutely free from any association, any connection, any relationship with anything, anything material, ever. Kadachidapi sambandha nasti. Kenachidapi sambandha nasti. Never does it have any connection with anything. Saha asparsha yogaha. See, this, once a person attains this knowledge, one will see this bitter or the sweetest fact of connectionlessness, touchlessness. You will see from this, how, when you understand the light, The standpoint of light, you see, there's no connection. There's sambandha between the illuminator and the light. There's no sambandha, connection between the illumination and the light. There's no sambandha, connection between the, even the illumined opaque things and the light also. There's no relationship, association, because all become enveloped, all become engulfed, all become pervaded by one light. In the same way, from the standpoint of consciousness, you can see there's no connection. The known body, mind and complex is consciousness. The known world of material objects is consciousness. The energy is consciousness. The knower is consciousness. From the standpoint of absolute reality, without which there cannot be knower, no knowledge. That knowledge is free from connections, associations. Therefore, it makes a person, when a person claims, takes ownership of consciousness as one's own self, one sees one's own self being free from all connections. Ahankara connection goes, mamakara connection goes, mine, I am this, this is mine. Isn't it? All association with ragadveshas go, all association goes for everything. One does not give up the association. Cognitively everything becomes deleted. Intellectually everything becomes resolved. Physically don't do anything. Physically we don't go anywhere. You see the fact being what it is, isn't it? Therefore, this knowledge is called Asparsha Yoga. So Shankaracharya says, Sparshanam Sparshaha Sambandaha Na Vidyate Yasya Yogasya Kenachid Kenachit Kadachidapi Saha Asparsha Yoga. Why? That is the nature of the absolute reality, Brahma. Brahma Swabhavaha. He says, Brahma Swabhavaha Eva. See, knowledge is of the reality. I told you yesterday itself, knowledge is as good as the thing revealed by knowledge, isn't it? So here, what is this knowledge is of the very reality, which is the surupma of the reality, therefore Brahma Swabhavaha Eva. Why Nama Iti? So, Brahma Vidam Asparsha Yogaha Iti Evam Prasiddhaha. So, Brahma Vidam Asparsha Yogaha Iti Evam Prasiddhaha. That is why the self-knowledge is very well known among the knowers of the truth as Asparsha Yogaha. The self-knowledge specifically known as, popular as Asparsha Yogaha amidst the knowers of Brahma, knowers of the truth. They only call Asparsha Yoga. Why? It disconnects all connections. All connections become cognitive disconnection of all connections happen as a result of this knowledge. Therefore, it is said to be Asparsha Yoga. See, whatever notions you have about yourself, all notions become dropped. This is what is connectionlessness. Seeing in spite of being connected, seeing the connectionlessness. Yes, Asparsha Yogaha Iti Arthaha. This is the meaning of the word Asparsha Yogaha. Okay. Sahacha Sarvasattva Sukaha. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada explains each word. Sahacha Sarvasattva Sukaha. Bhavati Kaschid Atyanta Sukha Sadhana Visishtaha Api. Dukkha Rupaha Yatha Tapaha. See, tapaha, when you practice any discipline, such as tapas, etc., he explains. ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ అత్యంత సుఖ సాధన విశిష్ట అపి దుఃఖరూప యథా తప. సి ఎనీ డిసిప్లిన్ వెన్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఓకే ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి మెడిటేషన్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి ఎనీ తపస్ ఎనీ సీరియస్ ఆస్టిటీ వెన్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ పెనన్స్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ లైక్ నో ఐ గోన్ టు ఫాస్ట్ ఫర్ 10 డేస్ 1 వీక్ లివ్ ఆన్ జ్యూసెస్ cleansing, you know, so many tapas, but still you do, but you can see that there on the last day the pizza is served and so many things are served here, and then that day I'm on fasting because tapas, you know, it is some sort of discomfort, mental discomfort, physical discomfort, distractions, these are all possible. Other ways also, any tapas, even yoga, Swamiji makes me sit in one position for a people came and told me 8 minutes okay, strain, but it's okay. Still solve for later on, comforting. You become thin, slim, beauty, and then you become physically fit, mentally fit, and you're ready for Shastra Jnanam. That's a joy. So any sukham comes only when you start practicing it. No sukham comes easily. So any pleasure is mixed with the pain. Dukkha mishritameva sukham. Any degree of pleasure, enjoyable, is mixed with the pain. Dukkha mishritam sukham. So we say, ఆర్జనే దుఃఖం రక్షణే దుఃఖం నాశే దుఃఖతరం దుఃఖతమం. ఇన్ గెయినింగ్ ఎనీ ప్లెజర్ దిస్ ఇస్ స్ట్రెయిన్ అండ్ పెయిన్ ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్. ఇన్ ప్రిజర్వింగ్ వాట్ యువర్ అకాంప్లిష్డ్ ఆల్సో ది పెయిన్ ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్, అండ్ ఇన్ లూజింగ్ దట్ ఇస్ గ్రేటర్ పెయిన్ ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్. సో పెయిన్ ఫ్రీ ఓకే ప్లెజర్ ఇస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ హియర్. శంకరాచార్య సేస్ కశ్చి అత్యంత సుఖ సాధన విశిష్ట అపి దుఃఖరూప. ఎనీ డిసిప్లిన్ okay, which is practiced as a means of attainment of sukham, comfort or something, definitely, dukkha rupa, it is in the form of pain only. Yatha tapaha, just as practice of penance, etc. Whereas, asparsha yoga, I am tu na tatha. Asparsha yoga is not like that. Why? Because any pleasure experienced also, is subject to get lost. Whereas, the sukham one has as a result of asparsha yoga is one's own nature. Therefore, it doesn't come. Once you discover it, you claim it, you take ownership of it, it will never go away. It is your own surupam. That ayam tu na tatha. That's why sarva sattva sukha. It is desirable, enjoyable, comforting to all the beings. కిం తర్హి సర్వసత్వానాం సుఖః. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లైక్ ఎనీ పెయిన్ మిక్స్డ్ ప్లెజర్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి ఎర్న్డ్ యాజ్ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ సమ్ ఆస్టిరిటీ ఎక్సెట్రా, దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్? ఈజ్ తథా ఇహ భవతి కశ్చిద్ విషయ భోగః సుఖః న హితః. హి సేస్ సర్వ సత్వానాం సుఖః. ఎనీ డిగ్రీ ఆఫ్ జాయ్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి అకాంప్లిష్డ్, which is enjoyable, whether in heaven or in this world, by achieving anything in life, all pleasures will come to an end. This is permanent. One's own nature. Then, it is not a pleasure. Kaschit vishya upabhogaha sukaha tatha iha na bhavati. It is not like a pleasure enjoyable through the enjoyment of any object of desire. Why? And any pleasure we enjoy as a result of the enjoyment of an object of desire is not good. Na hitaha. Whereas, ayam to sukaha hitaha. This is what? This is hitaha. This is beneficial. Sometimes some pleasure may cause a lot of problems. This is beneficial to all. Hitaha. It is beneficial to us. Ayam to sukaha hitaha. Then nityam aprachalita swabhavatvat. Why it is beneficial? Nityam aprachalita swabhavatvat. Because of its permanent nature of changelessness. Nityam aprachalita swabhavatvat. As it is ever of the nature of changelessness, is beneficial to all. Kimcha avivadaha viruddhavadanam vivadaha. Viruddhavadanam vivadaha. See, anything is opposed to something is vivadaha. Avivadaha, anything subject to dispute is vivada. So, it is avivadaha. Pratipaksha parigrahena yasmin na vidyate saha avivadaha. What is avivadaha? He explains beautifully. So that which does not join any paksha, any side, as right or as wrong. So that which does not oppose anything, that which does not support anything, is what? Not being supportive, not being, okay, not opposing anything is being free from dispute. Here, the reality is not opposed to anything. Therefore, the knowledge of the reality also, what now, is free from disputes. Everything can be accommodated. Anything can be accommodated. That is why real magnanimity is possible only when a person has this knowledge. Because all accommodative nature is possible only in this vision. If I'm all accommodative means what? I'm not against anything. That is why we say love. Do you remember? I think once I explained this long ago. According to Shastram here, what is love? Neither it's not falling or rising, isn't it? Love is expression of fullness of happiness. Expression of fullness of happiness is love. Which means if the wisdom is there, then there's all accommodative, non-fault finding. Non-fault finding, all accommodation is expression of love. That all accommodation, non-fault finding, all accommodation is possible. Only you are free from ragadvishas. If there's no dependence, if in total detachment, there's no dependence. So nothing can make me unhappy, nothing can make me happy also. Nothing can make me happy if nothing can make a wise person happy. Because wise person's swaroop means happiness. Nothing can make him unhappy also, because he's not dependent on anything else for his happiness. So when a person who is reveling in the vision of fullness of his own nature, becomes independent of the world for his happiness, security, then nothing can make him unhappy, nothing can make him unhappy also. Therefore, he is free from passion, aversion towards everything, ragadveshas. When a person is free from, then he doesn't find fault. There's a fullness of happiness here, we will not find fault with the world. Once you don't find fault means what? You accommodate. Accommodation, that's why non-fault finding accommodation is possible only if I'm independent of the world for my happiness and security. That is expression of fullness of happiness, which is love. That is why it is said, that is what is what? Avivadaha. No controversy, no dispute with anything in the world. Pratipaksha paksha parigrahena yasmin na vidyate. So that knowledge which doesn't oppose anything, doesn't support anything, to be free from dispute, is avivadaha. Why it is free from dispute? Kasmat. I think it's the next meaning he gives. Yataha aviruddhascha. It is free from dispute because it's not opposed to anything. Simple reason. It's free from any controversy. A dispute is possible only if there is contradiction, isn't it? Aviruddha. It is not opposed to anything. It doesn't have any controversy towards anything. Therefore, it is free from dispute. Yataha aviruddha. So, yaha yidrashaha yogaha deshitaha upadishtaha shastrena tam aham namami pranamami. So, the such great knowledge which has been imparted by the shastram, which is revealed by the shastram, I bow to that great exalted knowledge, which has all these attributes. See, why disputes are not there? Why controversies are not there? This knowledge, this is asparsha yogaha, is knowledge of the very truth of all knowledge. Truth of any knowledge. Truth of any view. Truth of any contention. That's why any number of systems of philosophy we have, all those different systems of philosophy, all the different schools of thought, they're all views, contentions of the people, various people who are propounders of the schools. I mean, they're a product of their intellect. They have thought and worked. The part of their intellect. All those amazing, great views and contentions, they worked very hard to come out with this, the views, but still certain, okay, they have their own logical fallacies. They're all their own products. So one person's any view or contention is subject to differ from person to person, isn't it? A view or contention is subject to differ from person to person. But a fact is not subject to differ from person to person. A fact is a fact for all, the same. But contention can differ from person to person. So here, the vision of non-duality of the reality is a vision of the absolute fact. Absolute fact. Vision of the truth is different from view or contention. So Advaita Darshanam is not a school of thought, is not a system of philosophy, is a vision of the fact. There is no specific propounder of the Shastram. It is not an intellectual product. It is not a product of intellectual exercise of any given Mahatma. Advaita Darshanam. Who is the propounder of it? Who established this? When? Date? No date. Dateless wisdom. Timeless wisdom. Revealed with the timeless Shastra. Timelessly, you know, which has been being preserved and made sustained and given through the timeless tradition. And verifiable fact. That is why free from contradiction, free from controversy, free from dispute, and absolutely harmless. I like Shankara Bhagavatpada's own words. Raga dvesha klesha anaspadam jnanam Advaita Darshanam. That is why it is right vision. Raga dvesha klesha anaspadam jnanam. I love that expression. That which does not give room for raga, passion, aversion, pain, affliction. It doesn't give room for pain, affliction, etc. The pain, affliction, I mean, raga, dvesha, etc. Because it is avivadaha, aviruddaha. It is free from contradiction, free from dispute, free from controversy. It doesn't side anything. It doesn't oppose anything. It doesn't support anything. Because the very truth of everything. Any school of thought is one order, one manifestation of this. That is why Pujya Swamiji always says, Swamiji, any very beautiful. As a person of the vision of non-dual reality, it is possible to say any culture of any land which is in keeping with the geographical natural condition of that land, of that people, should be preserved. Religious diversity must be preserved. It is suitable for the people of that land, of that country, that setup. Isn't it? For their growth. For their emotional well-being. Culture is, no, that is for emotional well-being. Emotional well-being has to be maintained so that gradually they'll come to this vision one day. So one order of Ishvara, Pujya Swami says, one order of Ishvara. Preservation, isn't it? Bhagavan has to protect us. Okay. Yataha aviruddhascha Yaha yidrushaha yogaha deshitaha. Deshitaha means what? Upadishtaha. Such great vision, knowledge, which has been revealed by the Shastram. I bow to that knowledge. Aham tam namami pranamami ityarthaha. Okay, we'll go to the third karika now. Okay. Now here onwards, we can relax. Always we can be relaxing only. Every class is class of relaxation only. No, Gaudapacharya loves this refuting other people. You know, when you refute other people means you are establishing your vision. Isn't it? So, the third karika is, we are going to see here, this is the karika of, karika which is present as a proposition. It's a pratigya, ప్రతిజ్ఞాకారిగా, ప్రతిజ్ఞా శ్లోక. ఓకే, ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రతిజ్ఞాకారిక వాట్ హీ సింప్లీ సేస్, యు నో, హీ సేస్ ద పీపుల్ హూ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు దయర్ ఓన్ వ్యూస్ యాజ్ రైట్ ఆర్ ప్యాషనేట్ అబౌట్ దయర్ వ్యూస్ నాచురలీ దే హ్యావ్ హేటెడ్ టువర్డ్స్ అదర్స్ వ్యూస్ నాచురలీ దే ఆర్ quarrel in it, they quarrel among themselves. In the sense, the dualist people, all of them are the same view. All these dualists, who are the dualists? Who are the dvaitinaha? Dvaitinaha, the dualists are the people who hold on to this view very strongly. The duality is real, which means the universe is real. Universe is real means for them creation is real. Creation is real means they say there is a cause and they say there is an effect. Everything is real for them. But of this, in these first three verses, he only takes the views of Vaidikaha. I mean Tarkikaha. Tarkika Vaidikaha. Who accept Veda as the Pramanam, but who rely only on logic primarily, therefore who are known as, you know, Tarkikaha, logicians, who respect Veda, but who are basically logicians, Tarkikaha. And who are they? Yoga, philosophers of yoga system of philosophy, Sankhya system of philosophy, Nyaya and Vaiseshika. The people of the four schools of thought are taken for discussion. And these of the four schools of thought also are present as two groups. Four schools of thought are presented as people of two groups because they have same view. They differ in certain things, therefore there are four different schools of thought, but somewhere with reference to the idea of creation, they join hands. This joining hands, you know, back, all those is always there. Yes, so Sankhya philosopher and yoga philosopher, they are of the same view. And this Nyaya Vaiseshika philosophers, they join together. The two groups. So what is the view of Sankhya yoga philosophers? The philosophers of Sankhya and yoga systems of philosophy, they are of the very strong view. There is a cause, and the cause is Prakriti. Creation is real, duality is real, cause is Prakriti. But the problem for them is, the effect already is there. The effect already exists. Not only the cause is there, the effect already exists in the cause. The cause exists in the effect which exists in the cause alone becomes the effect later on, which is creation. The already existent effect in the cause alone becomes the creation later on. This is the view of the philosophers of yoga, Sankhya systems. Therefore, they are known as Satkaryavadinaha. Karyam Purvameva Sat Asti. Karyam Karane Asti Iti Vadinaha. The effect, the product before its origination, it is there. Sat means asti, exists. The product already exists in the cause. They don't know satkarya vadinaha. And we have this philosophers of Nyaya and Vaiseshika schools of thought. They are of the view, for them, cause is paramano. But they say the effect, the product does not exist in the cause. So, asat karya vadinaha. Sankhya yoga philosophers are satkaryavadinaha, in whose view the product already exists before its origination. Whereas Nyaya Vaiseshika philosophers are of the view the product does not exist before its origination. So asatkaryavadinaha. So for all of them, creation is real, but how the creation has come, there they differ. Both are wrong views, anyway, but they differ in their views. It is like saying, whether the ornament already exists in the gold or not. According to Sankhya and yoga philosophers, the ornament already is existent in the gold. Whereas Nyaya Vaiseshika philosophers, the ornament does not exist in the gold. Asatkaryavadinaha. To put it, already existent ornament originates, or already non-existent ornament originates from the gold. This is the difference. Satkaryavadinaha, asatkaryavadinaha. And these karikas are actually are based on the what now? The sixth verse of the sixth mantra, the original mantras. Sixth mantra of the Mandukya Upanishad. Now what do? Naturally, they do not accept each other. So they refute each other. What is said here? So first he introduces the two views in this karika. So Shankaracharya introduces the verse. He says, katham dvaitinaha parasparam viruddhyante. Shankaracharya is very happy to introduce this. Katham dvaitinaha parasparam viruddhyante. The dualists, dvaitins, how they contradict each other. Parasparam katham viruddhi. Contradict each. Parasparam katham viruddhyante. Parasparam. You listen to, you look at the Sanskritam, Hebrew. No, isn't it, Samji? Parasparam katham viruddhyante. How do they contradict each other? How do they oppose each other? Means the philosophers of four schools of four systems a philosophy, now joining in two groups, appearing in two groups, how do they contradict each other? Iti uchyate, it is said here. We don't know, so Acharya introduces how these people differ. Okay. Bhutasya jati michanti, bhutasya jati michanti, vadi nakkechi devahi, vadi nakkechi devahi, abhutasya pare dhiraha,
abhutasya
ಯಾಪರೆ ಧೀರಾಹ ವಿವದಂತಃ ಪರಸ್ಪರಂ ವಿವದಂತಃ ಪರಸ್ಪರಂ ಭೂತಸ್ಯ ಜಾತಿಮಿಚ್ಛಂತಿ ಭೂತಸ್ಯ ಜಾತಿಮಿಚ್ಛಂತಿ ವಾದಿನಃ ಕೇಚಿದೇವಹಿ ಕೇಚಿದೇವಹಿ ಅಭೂತಸ್ಯಾಪರೇ ಧೀರಾಹ ಪರೇ ಧೀರಾಹ ವಿವದಂತಃ ಪರಸ್ಪರಂ. ಸೊ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕಾರಿಕ ಹಿ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಪ್ಯೂಟ್. ಓಕೆ, ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಕೇಚಿತ್ ಏವ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸಮ್ ಕೇಚಿದ್ ವಾದಿನಃ. ಕೇಚಿದ್ ವಾದಿನಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ given systems of philosophy, jatim ichanti, bhutasya jatim ichanti. Bhutam means they talk of the creation, jatim means the creation of the already existent product. Bhutam means already existent. So the first line he talks of ಸತ್ಕಾರ್ಯವಾದಿನಃ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಯೋಗ ಫಿಲಾಸಫರ್ಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ಭೂತಸ್ಯ ಜಾತಿಂ ಇಚ್ಛಂತಿ ಕೇಚಿದೇವ ವಾದಿನಃ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕೇಚಿದ್ ವಾದಿನಃ ಒನ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಪಾಸ್ಚ್ಯುಲೇಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಇಫೆಕ್ಟ್. ಭೂತಂ, ಭೂತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಭೂತಸ್ಯ ಜಾತಿಂ ಇಚ್ಛಂತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲೈನ್ ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ನ್ಯಾಯವೈಶೇಷಿಕ ಫಿಲಾಸಫರ್ಸ್ ವ್ಯೂಸ್. ಅಭೂತಂ, ಅಭೂತಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಅಭೂತಸ್ಯ ಅಪರೇ ಧೀರಾಹ ಇಚ್ಛಂತಿ. ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಧೀರಾಹ ಹೋ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದರ್ ವ್ಯೂಸ್. ಧೀರಾಹ ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ಧೀರಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೈಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಧೀರಾಹ. ಧೀರಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ಲಿ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ದೇರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್. ಅಪರೇ ಧೀರಾಹ ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ philosophers, abhutasya jatim ichchanti, they postulate the origination of the non-existent product. That's all, simple. In this manner, evam, which is implied here, so having had their own views of the product originates being existent, but originates without being existent. In this, having said this, vivadantaha, arguing, vivadantaha, parasparam vivadantaha, mutually arguing, arguing, mutually arguing, mutually disagreeing with each other. Vivadati means disagrees. Vivadantaha, mutually disagreeing with each other, arguing, disagreeing mutually. They want to be victorious over each other. That is implied. They want to prove, this implied here. They try to prove their view to be the right one. This is the fact about the dualists. Pratignya here. It's like a pratignya vada. That's all. Simple. He just introduces does not talk about all different things. Some people say the product already exists. Some people say the product doesn't exist already. Anyway, you know, they quarrel with each other. This is simply, he says that nicely. No, Shankaracharya says, this is why he said easy verses, not difficult verses. Bhashyam. Bhutasya. Bhutam means what? Bhutam means which happened before. So bhutam. So bhutam here means vidyamanasya vastunaha. Vidyamanam vastu means an object which is already existent. An effect, a product which is already existent thing is vidyamanam vastu. Bhutam is equal to vidyamanam vastu. So bhutasi vidyamanasya vastunaha jatim. Jatihi means what? Utpattihi. Jatihi is equal to utpattihi. Utpattihi means creation, origination, production. Production, creation, origination. Okay. Utpattim icchanti. Vadinaha kechideva. Only some people, some thinkers postulate the creation, the origination of the already existent thing. And Acharya Gaudapacharya does not say who they are. Sankhya says, Sankhyaha na sarve eva dvaitinaha. All Sankhyaha sarve eva dvaitinaha. It means what? All dvaitins. Okay. Especially Sankhyaha. Yoga also we have to include. So Sankhyaha means here all philosophers of Sankhya Yoga, systems of philosophy. Okay. Yasmat abhutasya. Abhutasya means what? Avidyamanasya apare vaiseshikaha nayayikaha cha dhiraha. So Gaudapa Acharya does not mention their names. Anakacharya wants to be very clear. Vaiseshikaha nayayikaha. The philosophers of Vaiseshika Naya systems and Dhiraha Dhimantaha. Dhimantaha means what? Actually, people who are very strong in their thinking. Prajnabhimaninaha, who are proud of their knowledge because they think a lot and they have a lot of arguments to prove what they say is right. The more reasoning you have, Swamiji, then the more proud they are of their knowledge. So, prajna abhimaninaha, who are proud of their very knowledge. Ityartaha, okay. Such people, what do? Vivadantaha. Vivadantaha means what? Viruddham vadantaha. Viruddham vadantaha. Viruddham vadantaha means opposing each other in their views, contradicting each other in their views. He anyonyam, viruddham vadantaha anyonyam jetum icchanti. So I'm not saying, okay, Shankaracharya says here, anyonyam jetum icchanti. They want to be victorious over each other. Opposing each other, contradicting each other. I am right. This is my view. These are the reasons. He says, no, I am right because this is my view. These are the reasons. They both present their arguments with the reasoning. And all the reasoning, the logic they give. And we had all the reasoning has to be pointed. How the fallacy in the reasoning has to be pointed out. Shankaracharya will do that later on. Gaudapacharya will do that later on. Okay. Is it clear now? Only they are introduced in this third karika. That's why I said pratignya karika, I said. Now fourth karika. Taihi evam viruddhavat viruddhavadanena anyonya paksha pratishedam kurvad bihi taihi evam viruddha vadanena anyonya pratipaksham ప్రతిపక్ష ప్రతిషేధం కుర్వద్భిః కిం ఖ్యాపితం భవతి ఇతి ఉచ్యతే. సంగతి ఇస్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ. యు నో వాట్ బికమ్స్ పాపులర్ నౌ. కిం ఖ్యాపితం భవతి. శంకరాచార్య ఇస్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ. లెట్ దెమ్ క్వారల్. దయర్ డిస్ప్యూట్ యాక్చువల్లీ బ్రింగ్స్ టు లైట్ ఓకే అద్వైతం బీయింగ్ ది రియాలిటీ. సో హి సేస్ తైహి విరుద్ధ వదనేన అన్యోన్య పక్ష ప్రతిషేధం కుర్వద్భిహి బై దోస్ ఫిలాసఫర్స్ ఓకే హూ అపోజ్ హూ కాంట్రడిక్ట్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్ thereby when they contradict each other they negate each other also. That is the beauty. They negate each other. So satkaryavadi negates the view of asatkaryavadi in the proper reasoning. Atkaryavadi negates the view of the satkaryavadi. They both become negated by each other. So Sangatya says, thank God we don't need to go and negate others. They themselves negate each other. How do they negate? How do they negate each other? That is said here. Viruddha vadanena anyonya paksha pratishedam kurvadbihi kim khyapitam bhavati iti uchyate. What is made popular here? When they contradict, oppose each other, when they negate each other's view, what becomes khyapitam? Khyapitam, what is that which is made popular? What is it which is arrived as right? Advaitam. Ajativadaha. How he is going to say here? Very simple. How does అసత్కార్యవాది నెగ్గేసి సత్కార్యవాదిస్ వ్యూ? హీ విల్ సే, ఇఫ్ ది ప్రోడక్ట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ఇట్ నీడ్ నాట్ ఒరిజినేట్. సింపుల్, హీ ఈస్ నెగేటెడ్. ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ నీడ్ నాట్ ఒరిజినేట్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. This is how he negates. Asatkaryavadi negates the Satkaryavadi. Now, Satkaryavadi will negate the Asatkaryavadi. If the product is already non-existent, it cannot originate. So, already existent need not originate. Already non-existent cannot originate. If something originates from non-existent, from non-existent thing something originates means, it is like saying, it's like saying, making a horn out of, it's making a bow out of rabbit's horn. Is it possible to make a bow out of rabbit's horn? Is it possible to have a nice dip in mirage water? No. It is like saying, therefore, this is how non-existent thing cannot originate at all. An existent thing need not originate because already existent. This is how the both people of both schools, they refute each other's views logically. When they refute, what is it made now? There is no product at all. There's no creation. When they say there's no creation means there cannot be a cause also. There's no cause also. There's no product means there's no cause. If there's no cause, there's no creation means ajativadaha. This is how they, by way of contradicting, by way of negating each other's view, they indirectly bring to light, they become supporters of the Ajatiwadaha. Isn't it? Kim kyapitam bhavati? That's what Shankaracharya likes it. Bhutan na jayate kinchit, abhutam naiva jayate, vivadanto, bhutan na jayate kinchit, abhutam naiva jayate, abhutam naiva jayate, vivadanto dvayahyevam, vivadanto dvayahyevam, ajatim khyapayantite, ajatim khyapayantite. See, bhutam kinchit na jayate. This negation. Bhutam kinchit na jayate. An already existent product need not originate. Does not originate, need not originate, because it is already existent. So, Satkaryavadaha is negated by Asatkaryavadi. Now, next, this person comes and tells. Abhutam naiva jayate. He will come and say, come on, what do you say? Abhutam naiva jayate. A non-existent thing never originates. Never can it originate. Naiva jayate. Abhutam naiva jayate. Bhutam na jayate kinchite. Bhutam na jayate, abhutam naiva jayate. Why? Already existent cannot originate. Need not originate. Because already existent. A non-existent will never originate because it is non-existent. So, vivadantaha means what? Mutual, okay, arguing in this manner. Dvayaha means dvaiti, the dualists, evam, in this manner. Evam vivadantaha, okay, mutually arguing in this manner, dvaitinaha ajatim te dvayaha ajatim khyapayanti. See, khyapayati means making it popular. Ajatim khyapayanti, they make non-creation. Ajatim, non-origination, non-creation, popular. They bring to light, they popularize non-creation, non-origination. But they themselves easily reveal the Ajatiwadaha. We'll come back and do it tomorrow. Four schools gone. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti.